The high school entrepreneurship competition hosted by Launch was held last night at the Fine Arts Center of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. I was there to speak with the winners. Launch works with entrepreneurs in underserved communities to empower individuals to fulfill their dreams by promoting their business ideas. That's what it's all about, dreams. For 12 teams of high school students representing Tyner Academy and the Howard School, the chance to take their dreams of starting a business came one step closer to reality through this competition. The prize for the winners? $10,000 in startup funds and services ranging from legal assistance with forming a legal corporation, accounting to help set up their books, business mentors for developing business plans, and PR to define a brand. Each team took the stage to present their business ideas and faced a team of four judges. The competition was tough, but one team emerged victorious. Grab and Go, a business placing vending machines into schools that will offer school supplies and other essentials to high school and college students. Colby McCurdy and Deoshish King spent 3 months developing their business presentation for the competition.
We had to sign up for it last year, and that's how we got put into the program.
They also came to our school, and Lunch helped us.
So walk me through what you've been doing for the last few months to prepare for this.
Right now we've been competing in other competitions, sort of like this one, that has been able to prepare us for this competition.
We have been working on mission statements, how much money we'll make, wholesale, and working on competitions, and doing a lot of work. Excellent.
Now that you've been determined to have been the winners of this competition, and you've got a pretty nice prize package to actually put your ideas in place, Are you going to do that?
Yes, ma'am. We'll try our best.
We would like to plan on starting it off this summer, so if we could, we would probably start it off this summer.
And how far do you think you're going to go with it?
We would like to go as far as it can take us.
High school to college.
And so on.
The judges work with entrepreneurs and startup businesses in Chattanooga and spent about 20 minutes deliberating to try and decide which team of high school students would get a chance to start the business they planned.
My name is Jack Studer. I work at the Lamppost Group here in town, and I got involved when Hal started Launch. Knew him from various things and got involved as a sponsor early on and have been helping for the past couple years.
My name is Stephen Culp. I work with a number of startups in town, and I got involved through the Chattanooga Renaissance Fund and also through Causeway, which is trying to help this organization as well.
Now, you're both half of the judging panel for quite a stiff competition here. What helped determine the winner?
There were a lot of winners in that group, and you saw we had to adjust the rules on the fly to reflect that. It was a strong group of entrepreneurs, and it's hard to choose one. They just happened to kind of fit in a few different types of categories, so we were able to split the award out into different ways of appreciating what they brought to the table. And it was a solid group. We were very impressed.
What made the biggest difference for you?
You mean as far as the teams and choosing the winner? At the end of the day, whether you're evaluating a business or evaluating a competition like this, it comes down to the people. And frankly, I was blown away. I think we all were blown away with the quality of these students. I mean, these could have been entrepreneurs 25, 30, 40 years old, and they're all teenagers. And that really made a big difference and was frankly the biggest surprise tonight was how poised they were, how smart they were, how articulate they were, and the ideas were great as well.
If you had one thing to say about this competition, what would it be?
Can't wait till next year.
These kids set a great example for their classmates and for other entrepreneurs, so I too can't wait for next year.
It was not planned before the competition, but in addition to the grand prize won by Grab and Go, two other business concepts were awarded prizes. Winston Clay, Antonio Woodall, and Deshaun Wilson formed a company called Comfort Box. Their product is a heater box that warms clothing. Smaller and more efficient than a typical household dryer, this portable device will be presented at Colab's 48-hour launch. The third business to receive recognition is Forever Young Thrift Store, a concept by Nichelle Hambrick that will open a donation-driven thrift store in the Howard School with proceeds going back to the school. Hambrick received $1,000 from the Chattanooga Renaissance Fund with a promise of an additional $1,000 for each school that forms a Forever Thrift Store up to $5,000. It was a difficult choice for the judges. All of the participants in the high school entrepreneurship competition gave outstanding presentations and shared amazing ideas for their businesses. The dreams of these young people will someday be the business reality of our community. I can't wait to see them grow. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.